Blackstone Audio presents The Red Car by Marcy Dermansky. This book is read by Sunila Nankani. Prologue. It was a surprise to open the New York Times in my parents' kitchen and see a picture of Jonathan Bean. He had won an award for business innovation. They give awards like that. He was the founder of an internet tech company that allowed individuals to fund other people's art projects, taking a small percentage of each donation. The company gave a generous share of its profits to women in the third world who wanted to start businesses. It not only supported the arts, but did good in the world. Jonathan was beaming in the photo, sitting on a wooden bench in front of a small laundry somewhere in South America. He had not only just won an award, he was worth insane amounts of money. I felt happy for him. He had been such a nerd back in college. He had proposed to me once, right before I had dropped out. It had come out offhand, in the middle of a sentence, almost like a joke, and I pretended I hadn't heard. I stared at his picture in the newspaper. I had not thought about him in years. Sometimes I thought he was a figment of my imagination. What happened between us seemed so strange. Jonathan Bean was the reason I had dropped out of college. I had opted to leave before the school officially asked me to. Haverford was an elite Quaker college, small, proud of its honor code. On two separate occasions, I had had sex with Jonathan Bean for money. It had been an experiment on my part, a successful one, I thought, until he had turned us both into the honor board. I still cannot fathom why he felt the need to do that.